good enough to us to bring us back. Like Al said, he spent a lot of time the last few days in the hospital and was celebrating when he was able to walk out. A lot of folks can't do that. So he's certainly been good to us, and we deserve to come here and praise him for that. We got a song, Randy.
Yes, sir. Everyone stand, get a hymnal, turn to page 30.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus my Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows are spilling with love, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I the hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in Jesus alone. There in those mansions sublime, and it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away and my night was. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Amen. Heaven came down. Heaven came down to me one day. I came right up front, and heaven came down just for me that day. What a special time. You know, I just talked to Luke a minute ago, and he just got home from work, but he was on his way to work this morning, and there was a guy in the road, laying in the road out at Liberty. So he stopped, and obviously this guy's on drugs. And he's laying in the road. But Luke called, he knows one of the neighbors that lives close by. He called him. Long story short, they got the law out there, and the guy was, he was just talking. He wanted to go to the airport. And then he said he lived on Allen's Fork and he lived at Heiser Creek, and you know, he wasn't making any sense. And he was beating up a mailbox that was close by there. So we need to be in prayer for that situation. Over and over again. I can't say enough that my boys aren't in that situation. I'm not in that situation. I can imagine what a parent would be if they were. We certainly need to remember that. We need to remember the folks that are sick, folks that are in the hospital. We've got tons of prayer requests. And at this time, if anybody's got a spoken request, make it known. That's what we're here for, to help one another. I have one. My son called me this week, and his youngest son, Carter, they think he's got scoliosis. They're not sure yet, but they're going to see a specialist this week and determine, you know, if he does, and if so, what they're going to do in the future. So certainly remember Carter. I would like to take that myself if I could take it from him. And you kind of get a feel for what Christ felt for us. He did that for us. We can't do that for our kids or grandkids. We would if we could. But he was able to do that for us. That really came home to me when I heard that, that he went on that cross and took everything that we've done or going to do with him. Didn't have to do it. But he suffered and died for us. Anyone have any requests? I'm free if she needs a chaperone.
I wish I could have seen you. But at 3 o'clock this morning, he was up with nausea.
nothing to say, but we spent most of the day with him. We did take him to lunch, and he seemed a little better just to get out of the house. Daddy's 80 years old. He lives alone, and Mom's been gone 17 years. My sisters and I are just doing what we have to do for him in his life right now, but I'm still concerned that that could still be a heart issue.
Right.
He lost his mother to a stroke. I'm concerned about that part of it. But if the church would just continue to pray for Daddy, his name's Kenny. And then also, Jamie had that sinus surgery a week ago Friday. We spent yesterday in the ER with him. They thought he had a blood clot in his arm from where he had the IV. So it's been a very eventful weekend for us, but I just want to praise God through it all and know that he's got us covered. He's looking out for us.
Amen.
I left the church to remember Jamie this week. He was supposed to have surgery Thursday on his hand, and they couldn't do it because they found out that he has an abnormal EKG. It's showing a blockage. They've got him set up with a cardiologist, and the cardiologist is supposed to call me Monday, and we'll go from there and see what happens. The hand surgery is postponed until we found out about the heart, and then after that he's got to have a surgery with his hand. So it's all, you know, pretty important, but the heart's the main thing. So just remember him, that they can get him in tomorrow and we don't have to wait and have this drug out.
Amen.
Can you remember Chuck and Shane and y'all and the boys?
Amen. Anyone else? If there's anyone else who want to be anointed, come on and let's all gather up front, those who want to, and lead out in your own prayer. Thank you. I was watching a show this week. This preacher was talking. He had a good friend that had a friend that was an atheist and had been all of his life. And this guy was probably in his 40s, had a couple kids, and he said, my friend asked me to speak to this guy. And so he started talking to him, and he said the guy felt like the guy expected him to be confrontational when he spoke to him. But he started asking him about his life and what he did and about his kids, and the guy just lit up when he started talking about his children and how much he loved his kids. And he didn't really realize that he could love somebody that much until he had those kids of his own. So the guy said, where do you think that comes from? Do you think it just happens? Where does that kind of love come from? And he said the guy stopped and just was in thought. You know, so it's a long story short. He left him with the thought of there's only God can supply that kind of love. That doesn't just come from the world. And he said, I want you to pray about that situation. That seed might root and grow again. And I thought that was pretty profound. We sometimes want to confront people and say, you know where you're going to go if you believe that way? Which is true, but we need to use a little bit of tact, I think, sometimes. We need to take our finger in the sand maybe and do like Christ did. We don't know what he did, but it worked. And we certainly need to remember that. I thought that was pretty profound. I know I can't explain it like he did, but it was really real well done. Randy, do you have anyone have a testimony or anything? Anything you want to add? Feel free at any time. Well, you're certainly welcome here. I'm certainly welcome here.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. Then things changes. You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're upon the mountain. Oh, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Anyone have a testimony? Yesterday we had our family reunion. We have it up in Clay County at my grandparents' home place. And it was an old log house that was built Civil War time. Since it's been torn down, the old chimney was, they preserved the old chimney and built a log house around it. And we've got all the pictures and all the memorabilia. It's kind of like a museum, really. And the memories of the way things used to be. And my grandpa, he worked in an oil field in that area, and he walked everywhere he went. And we were talking yesterday about how he started those old, for the folks know, those old engines they used to pump the oil. You had to get on the flywheel and turn the flywheel over to get the thing started. It really wasn't a very safe thing in today's world, but that's what he did, and a lot of them were talking about remembering going with him to walk. He did that till he was 75. He pumped those wells till he was 75. So, Brian, I might have a few more days left to do that kind of stuff. But you know, it was good to go back. It's good to go back, but you know, every year we go back, everybody's not there. We always have a prayer before we eat and kind of review what went on in families during the year. And this year there was a couple folks that weren't there. And next year there'll be some more folks probably that aren't there. And there's always some miracles that take place. A lot of the folks were in the flood. Nobody died in the flood. One of my cousins was there that they didn't expect him to be here 5 years ago. He had a kidney disease and many, many operations, and he was there. So we had a lot to be thankful for. Each day he gives us, we've got a lot to be thankful for. But the reunion that we're going to go to, the folks are going to be there. So you need to make plans to be at that reunion. I can miss the samples reunion, it's going to go on without me. But there's one I don't want to miss. I don't want to miss. That's the only hope we have. You know, we can talk about what all's going on in this world. He's the only hope we have. So if anybody's here tonight and you don't have that hope, it's time. It's time. Randy, have you got a congregational song?
Page 202, 202, everyone stand. Shake hands with your neighbor.
I heard it on a story, how Satan came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with
Good spirit here tonight. I was reading this, Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is written, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And I was thinking, you know, you always hear the term, it doesn't pay well, but the benefits are good. Sometimes being a Christian doesn't pay all that much, but you can't beat the benefits of being a Christian.
Amen.
And I thought, we've already done that tonight. The benefit of going to our Lord with prayer. The benefit of having brothers and sisters lift those prayers and anoint us on their behalf. And that's one of the benefits of going to God. You know, I believe when we were praying, I believe the song that Pam was playing was Precious Blood Stains. I don't know. Is that it? Okay. Well, there's a verse in there that says, "I do not know how others make it through who do not go to Calvary as I do."
Yeah.
And I thought about that as they were playing. And what do other people do? There's not much. You're missing out on a lot. Well, you're missing out on everything. You're missing out on life itself if you don't know Him. And
amen.
So I'm just thankful for all the benefits of knowing Him. The benefits of being a child of God is, that's the only way to make it through this life. And I encourage anybody to take those benefits on. I just feel good. I feel like Donnie. I feel like there's a special spirit in this place tonight. I felt it when I walked in, and so I'm looking forward. Another benefit of being a Christian is getting to hear songs that uplift you and that make you feel good. And this song never gets old. I know sometimes they might think that, you know, when they get asked to sing it, but we never get tired of it.
That's right.
We never get tired of it. You could do a whole service of the same song, and I wouldn't get tired of it. I get something new out of it every time. So I just encourage them. And I encourage you to stand tonight. If you've got something on your heart, you stand. If you need to go to the altar, you go, and we'll pray with you. That's the benefit of being a Christian, being in church.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. Bless you,
and I thought it was silly.
Bless you.
But I did all the silly things, so what's wrong? Junie and I play this song. We don't play it very often. The main reason being nobody here sings it. And anyway, but it was on my heart to play tonight. And it was perfect. If you don't know the words, it probably didn't mean all that much to you. But that what I had thought about doing was, I'm just going to share these words. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. But it said, I have a source of strength when I'm weak that takes me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power from above. I'm covered over by a shield of love. And in the verse that Jimmy was talking about, I do not know how others make it through.
Amen.
You never go to Calvary as I do. For there the healing, cleansing stream still flows with peace that only His redeemed can know. I claim the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious bloodstains were made there just for me. For all my sin, all my sickness, and my pain. When I need healing, I claim those precious bloodstains.
I just want to be a vessel. I know you're going through that fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder, God's hand still on me. It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wind. Fire and time, it's going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I just came that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why.
God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel till there's submission to his will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. He's planned a beautiful design, but it'll take some fire and time. It's going to be
page 258.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, heaven for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, what singing, we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah.
No one else has anything, Brother Eric? We'll turn it over to you.
I should have worn my purple shirt.
That's right.
I felt like President Trump getting off the helicopter. Truly, it's a privilege to be here tonight. If you want to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, we'll be getting in there in a little bit. You know, I'm thankful I go to a church that cares. Amen. Thankful I go to a church that's giving. Amen. And I thought, you know, this morning we announced we were going to take a love offering for the Hill family. And they've been in Columbus close to a month, if not a month already or longer. And, of course, she's a substitute teacher, so she's not working during the summer, and he's the manager of, what's it, Mr. Bears? Building Bears in Charleston. So he's not being able to work, but we thought we would try to help him. And I want to thank you for an offering this morning of $2,005. And I'm sure they can use that. Anyone else have anything you'd like to share? We've been kind of...
I'm glad for his assurance.
Right.
I thought as we sang that song, I can't sing, and if you ever stand beside me, you'll know it, but one day, there's going to be a number that sings that I can't sing bad and you'll never hear me, but I'm going to be there. And that's what I'm glad of. I'm glad that I know without a shadow of a doubt. Right. I don't question it. I don't worry. I know if I drop dead right now, that I'm going to be over there in heaven.
Amen.
I know that if I'm here when he says, church, come back, I'm going to be with him in heaven. I don't doubt that. I don't question that. And that's a good feeling. That is good to know. John said, I write these things that you might know, not that you hope. Not a hope so, not a maybe might, but I know. And I'm glad for his assurance that there is nothing keeping me from there, because he's got me right there in his hand. I'm glad of that. There's a lot of people who don't. I was talking with somebody about that last week, and they said, you know, my dad worried every time. He said, my dad worried every time he did something wrong that he was going to miss heaven. And I would hate to live like that. I would hate that. The Bible says that we have an advocate in Jesus that will take our place, that will take our spot, that will fight, that will take us there. And I'm glad that I know that. I'm glad that I have that assurance, that feeling, that knowledge within me. And if you don't have that, my, get that, because he's got it for you. I just thought as we sang that song, I thought, man, I know I'm going there. I can't wait to get there, not in a hurry, but I can't wait, if you know what I mean. It's good living here. It's going to be great there, but it's good living here. And I, too, am thankful that my kids are healthy. And when we hear these testimonies, my heart goes out for these young people and these kids, these families. And I thank God that my family is healthy. I give him glory for that, and I give him thanks for that.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Bless you all.
We've been fairly quiet as far as testimonies tonight. We had few. But you know what will happen if we stop testifying? Who's going to cry out? The rocks are. And that's the thought for my message tonight. Is about rocks. And I know a lot of us have a lot of rocks up here, but I'm going to ask you some questions, give you a little quiz before we start to get your mind stirred up a little bit. In the world, there are some very large rocks. And I've got a list here of what's supposedly the top 10 rocks in the world. So I'm going to ask you all to just kind of tell me, and I'll mark them off here, see what kind of score we get on this first test. Who can tell me what some of the largest rocks in the world are?
Gibraltar.
Okay. That is number 8. Somebody else? Stone Mountain. That is that's not one of them, Jimmy. So we'll get. Hang on to that answer, okay? It's just you. You're the only one that fails. Somebody give me another big rock in the world. How about El Capitan, Yosemite, in the state of California? That's number 9. So we've got 8 and 9 taken care of. Yeah, that was our first one. Not on the list. Hold on to that, though. These are just rocks, just plain rocks, not mountains. Did somebody say, what did you say, Mike? Devil's Tower. Devil's Tower. And that is in, anybody know? Wyoming. That's number 5. So we're getting closer. Any other guesses? You're doing good, Jimmy. I'm going to give you a couple more here. If you'll remember earlier, Brian? I knew one of them had requested prayer for Tatum, who will be going to Australia. And in fact, you can let Tatum know this, because I looked this one up for him. The largest rock in the world is in Australia. Anybody know the name of it? Yep. It's in Uluru. It's all you. U-R-L-U-R-U. So tell her to be sure and look it up. I don't know if she'll get to go there or not. It's called the Ayers Rock. Largest rock in the world is in Australia. And there are others. Zuma Rock is in it's in Nigeria. The Sugarloaf Mountain is in Brazil. But these were just some of the top 10 of the largest rocks in the world. Now, I want to give you just one more here real quick. What are the most famous rocks in the United States, Jimmy? Oh, yeah. Some people can't handle failure real well, so he had to go out. So I'm sorry for that. We'll bring him back. In the United States, Devil's Tower, which was, I think, number 5 in the world, is one of them. Most famous rock. Jimmy? No, he hadn't come back yet. Okay. Jamie, what was yours again? Mount Rushmore is the most famous rock in the United States. Anybody know why? Anybody know who's on it? George Washington? I'm hearing a lot of mumbling. I don't hear some clear answers. Lincoln, Roosevelt, Washington, and Jefferson. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me tell you about these. These heads are 60 feet high. So there's not enough rock there to put Trump on there. It's not enough to cover his head. So. Okay, Jimmy, what was your rock you mentioned? The first one you missed. Stone Mountain. Where is it, Jimmy?
Jordan.
And who's on that one? Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis. And they're carved on that mountain, and they're on horseback. It shows them. Anybody seen Stone Mountain? I assume Jimmy has. Kay has. Mike, Brenda. Okay, Valerie. A lot of you have been there. I've been down there, and we talked about going there one time, but for some reason we didn't get to go. Anybody think of something else that's famous in the United States as far as... Crazy Horse, I don't have that one listed. Rainbow, which bridge is it? No, but there is another bridge that's mentioned. Where is that? It's in Virginia, the Natural Bridge. It's number 8. Stone Mountain's number 7. There's one called the Wave. It's in Arizona and Utah, right there near the border. It actually looks like a wave. There's a Half Dome in Yosemite also, and El Capitan in Yosemite. Can you think of any other rocks that may be famous in the United States? There's one up around Massachusetts. What did you say, Greg? Plymouth Rock. It may not be a massive rock, but it's a rock that's got 1620 carved in it. And as we said, Mount Rushmore is noted as the most famous. There's a couple other ones. There's Beacon Rock. There's Shiprock, and one that Susie and I got to see last year, it's called Haystack Rock, and it's actually in the Pacific Ocean right off of the coast of Oregon, and it's pieces of lava that have fallen in the ocean, so there's more than one, but one's a little bit bigger, so they call it the Haystack Rock. So... You did pretty well. Did pretty well. Now, here's your third quiz. I want you to give me rocks mentioned in the Bible. Charlie did a lesson on this. Charlie, how long ago was that? Back towards first year or something, wasn't it? But he tied in several rocks to it. But in the Bible, give me some examples of rocks that you remember. I'm sorry?
Who fired the first guided missile?
First guided missile. Been David, wasn't it?
Right.
He had 5 smooth stones, and it took all 5 of them to kill Goliath, didn't it? Just took one, didn't it? Just took the one. All right, there's a rock. Give me another rock. Huh? Okay, in the Bible it talks about when they were in the wilderness. Why was he striking the rock anyway? For water for the children of Israel. But what had God told him to do, Charlie? Speak to it. And he struck it. And what did that cause him to do? He missed the promised land because of that, by disobeying God. Some other rock. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Okay. Charlie's out of order, so you'll have to go out in the hall for a little bit, Charlie, like Jimmy did. Now you're out of order too, Mike. You're getting right in the lesson now. What happened in Jordan about rocks?
They placed
12 stones there for what? Each tribe of Israel for what? It's a memorial to tell them, you know, this is where we passed over. What was so unusual about that passing of Jordan at that time? It was out of its banks. It was flooded. And I know when we have floods around here, what do they tell you to do? Stay away. Don't go into any swift water. But they were commanded to watch the priests. They were carrying the Ark of the Covenant. And as soon as their feet hit the water, what happened? It parted. And they went across on dry shod over. And then they picked up rocks out of the river, took them with them, and then they built that altar as a memorial. All right, any other rocks in the Bible? The one that was rolled away where? At the tomb. The stone was rolled away at the tomb. Who rolled the stone away? Chief Corner.